It'll be a partly sunny and a windy day today with highs probably about 50 or so. And tonight we're in the 30s, fair skies, partly sunny and highs 45 to 50 Tuesday. Wednesday will be in the 50s, sun and clouds. And Thursday, a good day. Thinking about a little outdoor holiday decorating, hint, hint. 60s on Thursday, and then a cold front goes by with showers followed by clearing, windy, and much, much chillier weather on Friday. Okay, we're talking about the rare tornadoes that occurred this past Saturday on Long Island. There's never been, since 1950, never been a recording of a tornado in November on Long Island. And the first one touched down briefly in Woodmere, Nassau County. Several trees, power lines were down. From there, it lifted, skipped to a few locations, traveled to near 50 miles an hour to the northeast, Hempstead and Uniondale, and then Levittown. A lot of damage, but sporadic. And that tornado, again, tore off a roof in a two-story colonial building down in Levittown. That was considered a zero, an EF0, which means 85-mile-per-hour winds. It was about a quarter of a mile in length and 50 yards in width. Okay, then we had another one. And this was in Suffolk County. It was an EF0 as well in East Islip, 50 yards wide, touched down southwest end of Hollins Lane and continued northeastward from that point. And again, very, very rare, but we're saying at this point, maximum 85 mile per hour winds, 50 yards was the maximum path, 900 yards was the length. And a third one in Shirley to Manaville. And that was an EF1, according to the National Weather Service, which means, well, it went right across Sunrise Highway, by the way. And I'm looking to see exactly what they said. They're saying that was an EF1, 110 mile per hour winds, the width 50 yards, the length was 3.5 miles. So definitely the worst of the three was in Shirley. So all I could tell you folks, it's the same old song. The extremes are now the normal. We have to get used to it. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.